Welcome in to the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, where we are vigorously equipping men to pursue biblical manliness. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the podcast. Men, as always, I want to thank you for taking time and checking out today's show, whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this wherever you grab your audio content. I want to say welcome. I'm thankful that you're here. When you get the opportunity, make sure you visit thepursuitofmanliness.com. You'll find this episode, all the previous episodes, but you're going to find out what's available in the gear store. You're going to learn more about our men's retreat in the fall. There's just a lot of information there. So even if you're familiar with the podcast, the website, whatever, make sure you check it out. Constantly trying to update and keep things relevant and moving the right direction. And so one of the phrases you've heard me say on this podcast time and time again is we have to choose what is good and what is best. And essentially, that's the conversation I want to have with you today. Today's podcast is going to be a little different than what we have typically had in the last, you know, several weeks or months. If you follow along, you know that for a while now, we've had a Monday episode really since the podcast started, which I think is maybe 7 years. I don't know how long it's been happening. I don't know. But ever since the podcast started, just about every Monday, there has been primarily an interview, but something. So a Monday episode, and then Wednesday podcast started last year. It started as a Quiet Life video, where it's just me sitting in my garage. There was nothing but maybe my Bible, a coffee. I don't know. There wasn't much to it, but somebody said, hey, why don't you make these in audio format? It'd be easier to listen to than watching the videos. I said, that's genius. Okay. So started making it audio format, which grew into an actual podcast. And then on Fridays, we do Out in the Garage. We walk through the Bible. And right now, today was Exodus 9. I say today because I'm recording this on a Friday. This is going to go on Monday. I was going to save this particular episode till the end of the month. And I thought, nope. Based on some conversations I've had this week, based on a conversation with the herd last night, I said, no, this needs to go on Monday. So with those three episodes, man, I love doing that. And I told the guys in the herd last night, I said, if I had my way or if I had maybe, I guess I do have my way, I would do maybe an episode a day. But, you know, when you do 20 to 30, 40 minute episodes per day, that's a lot to digest. And I think it's easy to get things lost in the shuffle. And so I thought, well, I don't want to do that. But it is obvious to me that in particular, the Out in the Garage episode, which is on Wednesday, no, it was on Friday, forgive me, and the Quiet Life, which is on Wednesday, they are received very well from you guys. Downloads, share the show. There are times where the Quiet Life episode and the Out in the Garage episode will get more downloads than the interview. The interview primarily is a guy, or I think there's been a lady on it one or two times, I don't know. But anyhow, the interviews are primarily somebody who either I've reached out to or they've reached out to me, and then we set up a time, we have a conversation. A lot of times these interviews are recorded weeks, if not months in advance. There are times that it's been, you know, 2-3 months before it's ever going to go live. And a lot of times they know that, hey, this won't go live for a while. But if they have something that they're promoting and there's a time stamp on it, then I'll try to accommodate and say, hey, like the Promise Keeper guy, they reached out to me and said, hey, we want to have him, if he's able to be on your show, we have a thing going on the following week. I'm like, if we can get it done in these 2 days, we'll do it. We'll put him at the top of the queue, make sure his episode goes right away so it's the right timing, whatever. There's guys that release books, things of that nature. I try to do that. So here's the thing. In the early days, I would reach out to guys that either I read their book, I was across their website, or I just found them interesting, or maybe someone that I had made a connection with on social media and say, hey, would you be on the show? Because you really do feel a pressure that every Monday, you need more content. You need a new episode. If you're a preacher, you understand this. As soon as you preach, put your sermon away, whatever you do, turn your iPad off, whatever, and you get in the car, you're on the clock for the following Sunday. Like Monday comes fast all the time. So with that, there's always that pressure of what will be the episode on Monday. And again, I'm not short on sharing my opinion and thoughts on things, but if I'm trying to lean that direction of having a guest on, then you kind of corner yourself into what type of content you're going to put out. Somewhere along the way, and I don't say this arrogantly or anything like that, somewhere along the way though, people began to reach out and say, hey, either I would like to be on your show. Sometimes they're up front and say who they are, and it's me, and I want to be on your show. Sometimes they email you in third person, which I always find really fascinating when someone talks about themselves in third person. You're like, that's weird. And then sometimes they have what I call handlers. And I hope that's not an offensive term. That's just what I use. They handle the communication for a particular individual. This individual is paying them, paying their service to go out or to scour the internet and find podcasts or platforms that they could come on and be a guest on. They'll never say that. They'll never say the person I'm paying X number of dollars to per month got me on this show. And so, no. It always comes across, and I do the same thing when I'm interviewing them, as if we've made a connection and that we're having this conversation, and it's, you know, it's the most important conversation I'm having right then, because it is in theory. But especially, I was trying to go back, especially like around Thanksgiving to now, beyond Thanksgiving is kind of a blur. There may only have been like two guys that I can think of that I personally reached out to and said, man, I'd love to have you on the show. One was Rick Phillips, who I just think is a great dude. He was on Christmas Day. And then the one that will go next week is Carl Vaders. Those are two guys I reached out to. Everyone else that I can remember, I didn't know them. But that's the beauty of doing things like this. You get to know people that you would not know otherwise. And then you get to have a conversation with them about whatever they're doing. And to me, it's fascinating. To me, it's interesting, again, that I can be in my house and not leave my house and get to talk to guys in all across the world, New Zealand, the UK, the US, wherever, and they're doing the same thing. But there's always another side to this. There's always a behind the curtain to this, and this is really where the tension became more and more evident recently, to the point I said, we can solve this problem real quick. The tension is, for me, I want you to hear this. This is me talking to you as the listener. You know that when I interview someone, the podcast always begins with a prayer. I've been doing that ever since episode one. Jim Mayhew was the first guest. Ever since Jim, I have prayed with the person. I just didn't put it in the podcast until probably May. So what is that? 6, 7, 8 months, 9 months? I don't know. So I've started to include it, and you know I'm praying for you. I'm always thinking about the listener. Nothing that I do, not tribe, not the herd, not any of those things, is ever come sit at the feet of Jarrett. If you've done, you know, Building Better Men Together or One More Round, it isn't talking about me. It's talking about your group. Get around high-quality men. I think God has laid a conviction on my heart, a holy discontent, to say, these are conversations that we need to have. I will be more than happy to spearhead that, lead out in that. And I think I have some things to say, but this is my pursuit as well. But here's my tension. One, if Monday's always coming, then it is easy to get slack on the quality of guest that's on there. And so there's times that I'm trying to justify, like, well, if I have him on, that would fit on that Monday where I don't have somebody, or that would cover the rest of the summer, and then, you know, he'd be the last one, and I don't like that. Here's the other thing I don't like, and I'm not naming any names, and I'm not talking about anyone specifically, so if you're trying to put the puzzle together, it's not going to matter. There have been plenty of times in the last few years that I feel like a guest has just used the Pursuit of Manliness community. I'm not asking him to buy a shirt. I'm not asking him to follow me on Instagram. I'm not asking him to subscribe to the YouTube channel. I don't do that for them hardly ever. But no question, they have used the Pursuit of Manliness community to sell books, to move their website, to do whatever. And that rubs me wrong. And again, if I'm working with your handler, and she, most of the time it's a she, I don't know many he's, but most of the time it's a she reaching out. Those are great ladies, by the way. Great ladies. And I'll send them the episode links, and they give me feedback. They always give me feedback. The guest hardly ever does. So the guest would be like, you know, like, you're just this lower level. And when they start asking questions beforehand, like, you know, how many downloads or how many, I'm good. I'm good. We have plenty of downloads, and I don't mean that arrogantly, but we have plenty of downloads, and I don't need to impress you with any stats and figures. If I need to impress you, then we're not a good fit. If I have to chase you at all, hey man, would this work? I'm not going to do that either. I'm not better than you or anyone else, but I'm better than that. But again, if you feel like you got to fill a slot, then you're more prone to compromise or to chase. I don't want to do either one of those. And I'm not going to do either one of those. But I think about the listener. It's Monday. It needs to be an episode. And so I say, I want you to know this. As I'm recording this, it is Friday, February 10th. I have two or three episodes in a folder on my desktop. It's not that I'm out of interviews. They're like, again, next week, Carl Vaders. You'll love the conversation. It's not a lacking in these things. But I don't want to feel like the Pursuit of Manliness community is being used to push a resource or a website. Sometimes it feels that way. So for me personally, on my end, there's a lot of communication that happens before, forgive me, the guest ever gets on the show. I know I need to modify a thing or two in there to make sure we start to rectify that. I've even changed the wording when I sent out the calendar invite. Thank you for your interest in being a guest on. I think sometimes these people are under the assumption I was hunting them down to have them on the show. I don't know who you are. You've heard me mispronounce their names plenty of times. I usually have their website and things around me or next to me so I can remember where they're at. Listen, they don't know me either, okay? They get on and be like, oh, they'll see the beard and like, oh yeah, you gotta, I've had this beard since I quit shaving. I don't know when that was. It's been a decade. I don't know, but they had no idea. Or they didn't know, They didn't know, like, they feel like they weren't dressed rustic enough or something like, I'm like, we've had everything on here. So I don't think we're ever concerned with what someone wears or what they do or don't do. And it just shows that it's like, okay, we're meeting each other for the first time, but we're going to have a conversation as if we're sitting in a booth, you know, having a sandwich together. And that's the goal. The goal is that for you on your end, it's seamless, right? And again, you start to learn. Some of these guys are incredible human beings. Some of them, again, I feel like are using the platform, using the community. And I'm not a fan. I see myself as a gatekeeper of the Pursuit of Manliness. I want to be mindful of what's going out. I'm trying to be mindful of what's coming in. You guys are in the closed group. Every once in a while, someone gets upset at me about this. I don't care. Like, I don't have you share links in the closed group. Well, why not? You don't share no link. Not one time since the Pursuit of Manliness has existed have I ever gone into anyone's Facebook group, on their website, on their anything, and ever promoted anything of mine ever. Not once. It's poaching. I'm not for poaching. If you're in the group and you make a great post and you put a link to it, I will probably send you a message or leave a comment and say, great post. Could you create it as an original post? Stop putting your links. Stop sharing your post. What are you doing? You're trying to say, guys, look at me, look at me, look at me. And when I tell them that, 95% of the time, it's the last post they'll ever make. They get their feelings hurt and they leave. I'm okay with that. I am more than okay with that. Start a group, create a page, hope it blows up, hope it's great. But I'm just not going to pander and I'm not going to chase and I'm not going to be feeling like the community is being manipulated. Because again, if a guy's promoting a book, I see friends of mine that I know that buy a lot of these books and I think, I don't know if I want him buying this particular book or that book or that book. You know, so there's a lot behind the scenes and you probably didn't need to know some of that. I just want you to know, like, to me, I do see that as a gatekeeper approach. Like, I don't want to settle with guests. There will be, moving forward, a bunch of guests, again, that I've never met. They've never met me. We have no idea of each other. It won't be flawless. It won't be seamless, whatever. But I want to feel like, again, we have at least the right intent. What they do afterwards or what happened, I can't do anything about that. But I'm never going to give the impression I'm chasing some guy across the country or the globe to be a guest on the show. I don't ever want to give that impression. I'm just not going to do that. I have done that at times, or I have tried to, oh man, I just want to make it, you know, the most convenient as possible. We'll just continue the conversations. And I say that because here we have this quiet life conversation. We have the Monday conversation. Starting now, the quiet life is moving to Mondays. The out in the garage will stay on Fridays. The quiet life will be interviews like we're doing, but it'll also be a quiet life conversations like we've continued to have. We're not going to do both, but every week there'll be something, and that podcast will be a quiet life on Mondays. And so, again, when we're communicating, me and the future guest, and we're working through this, they're going to know this is our approach. This is our mindset. They may not mention a quiet life, whatever. But if that's what we're about, and that's what resonates most with the community that the Lord has built here, then that's what we're going to pursue. And I feel like I feel like right now it's dangerously close to getting blurry. And there's just been some things recently where I think, I just have a holy discontent about that. That doesn't sit right with me. And here I have this podcast on Wednesdays and Fridays that gets a 2-day late start or a 4-day late start on the Monday episode and will outperform it. Or, you know, certainly when you look at numbers and data, it's fascinating to me. So I wanted you to know that. So there'll be a Monday episode, there'll be a Friday episode. That's the pursuit, that's the goal, that's what we're about. There will still be guests. You'll love Carl Vader, especially if you're a smaller church guy. Great conversation. You may have heard of him before. He's worked with small church about 40 years. But the approach will be, it's a quiet life episode. We'll have interviews. We'll also have talking points. I will continue to ask you guys, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, you know, what do you want to hear discussed? And I value that. I value your input. Some of those topics, I'm like, that's bigger than a podcast, or that might be several episodes. But I'll do my best if that's something we feel like collectively we want to discuss. Because, again, what the Lord is building here is very unique. And that brings me to my final point that I'll spend the rest of the podcast talking about, and that is the Herd community. When I launched the Herd of late June of last year, I wanted to offer something to the men, and the women for that matter, who support the pursuit of manliness. There are people out there who have honestly bought just about every hat, shirt, patch, Bible study, point man, whatever. They are just incredibly supportive of the ministry, and I am so thankful for them. But I thought, we need something more for them. And they don't need more shirts, and they don't need more gear. And not that I don't like gear, and I think there's value in it to a degree. And that's where the Herd was birthed. It was, you know, I wanted to do like a monthly subscription, but the platforms I used didn't offer that. So I did a yearly deal, and here's what you get, and here's what we're going to do, whatever. Well, last night, that would be Thursday, February 9th, we had a conversation with the men in the Herd. And if you're in the Herd and you haven't listened to it or watched it yet, it's on our YouTube channel. There's a link in your email. Check it out. But essentially, I told them this. Moving forward, the Herd is a monthly subscription. It's $5 a month. So the guys that have signed up for the Herd who got the first round, you get all the things that you were getting. I will honor that through the rest of the year, because that's what, you know, the Herd is, and that's what you signed up for. However, the $5 a month now is through Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is the host of the podcast. It's the one that kicks it out to iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. I think it's on all those places. I don't know. But Buzzsprout just recently offered a monthly subscription option. I said, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to do. So the Herd now went from $79 a year to $60 a year. If you did the whole year, okay, $5 for 12 months, okay? And you go through the Buzzsprout. There's a link in this show if you're trying to figure out what it's about. You can click on it, you kind of figure out what this is. And I explained to them, listen, I always look at what it costs you. I always look at what it costs me. Buying custom gear is not cheap, and especially when you need to buy it in sections and they become a package deal, like the Christmas box. I couldn't break up the Christmas box because all those things were, you know, pre-put together, like, you know, the 50 of those or whatever. The Herd's the same way. Patches, stickers, pins, hats, that stuff will go away. You're not getting that with a subscription no more. However, it will be available if you choose to want it. Some guys don't. Some guys are like, I don't need no more gear, but I like your ministry. I like what you're doing. I will support you through this. So $5 a month, you go through Buzzsprout, you do your deal. It's all legit. Just had a guy do it a little while ago, and you will get it directly to your phone. It will say, I think it says something like The Herd, The Pursuit of Man is the Herd. So you know how you get it on your phone, like when there's a new podcast or whatever, it gives you like a notification. If you have it set, you'll get a notification, but it goes directly to your device. You don't have to go to YouTube no more to watch it. Now, if you're still on the old plan, that's what you get. I can't transfer plans to Buzzsprout. It doesn't work like that. But if you want the audio, you can do it that way. And I thought, man, that's what we need. It's cheaper and it's simpler to do that. We're guys. I don't want to sit and watch a YouTube video for another 10, 15 minutes. Every guest that I just talked about, every single one of them that I can recall, has been more than willing to get on and have a conversation with us about, with the Herd. They think it's great. So for me, like, the Herd's never got, they were supposed to get one bonus content a month. They're getting every single week, they're getting more content. The other thing we're doing is we're moving to, instead of like quarterly Zoom calls, we're doing monthly Zoom calls. You're like, oh, Zoom. No, I'm telling you right now, that was the number one takeaway from that call the other night or Thursday night, was we want to connect more. The Herd is built off of social media. There is no Facebook group. There is no, we're done with that. That's what I'm looking to do is build community that isn't predicated upon being on your phone, being on whatever. So that is a way that we can get on the computer and we can connect through Zoom, have an intentional conversation. And what we find with Tribe, and I think we'll find this with the Herd, is these guys are starting to make friendships and connect together, and they meet up at the retreat. They meet up for hiking trips or camping, whatever. They go, hey, I'm not that far from there. Let's grab lunch, whatever. And I share some of the images that guys post or tag me in or send them to me like, hey, I met up with this guy. I do believe, especially when I've seen it in Tribe, but I think we'll see it in the Herd too. I do believe that some of these friendships that have been cultivated over time in a safe space of, you know, being on your computer, I think they'll go with you for the rest of your life. We had a marriage call for Tribe the other night. We had a great time. We laughed a lot. We talked about what would you do with your spouse for 24 hours if you could do anything. I was thinking some guys would mention sex. Nobody did. I think we're all trying to keep it above board. So we mentioned like jumping out of airplanes and going to Iceland and Scotland and, you know, taking a nap, going to the beach, whatever. It was incredible. These wives get to be a part of this conversation three times per session. If you want, you don't have to. But again, we're looking to build the community. And so with the Herd, there will be gear available. I like gear. I like you guys having gear. However, that won't be the baseline. So often the gear drives the price. I just don't like that. I want there to be a subscription. I want there to be extra for those who want to be more invested. Absolutely. You guys, well, the price of eggs got more expensive for me. And brother, they got more expensive for me. Nothing has gone down. I will say this. Hopefully they're not listening. I ordered my wife and daughters flowers for Valentine's Day. I can't believe the price didn't change. I saw the price last year because I had to find the receipt, so I made sure I got the right place. I ordered them this year. Same price. Amazing. So this is going on February 13th. You got one day, buddy, if you're late on Valentine's Day. So the Herd, just $5 a month, and you get bonus content every week, and now you're going to get an invitation to the Zoom call, which will be, you know, those times will vary. We have guys like Tribe. We have guys in all different time zones and outside the U.S. When we had that call last night, I was telling them, I was like, it's like 2 a.m. in the U.K. So our U.K. guys may not show up to this call. So again, it's a global community. It's fascinating what God's doing, but I'm really excited that we can get the price cheaper and it's easier for you to access it if you want to do that. But you have to go click the link and do it. I can't do it for you. And again, if you are in the Herd, that will continue to go on the same links that you've been receiving all along. So men, I appreciate you all listening. I'm thankful for the engagement. I'm thankful that we have a platform like this to sharpen one another. I appreciate all the shares, the downloads, the feedback. I appreciate the emails. I appreciate the reviews. We really are desiring, and I think we're seeing that we're building better men together. Thanks for listening. Let's keep pursuing biblical manliness. But you guys in the Herd, we're going to continue the conversation over there.